This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Sookie, Sookie. Shout out to Coach Thompson. Every time I see you, I think of Big John. Boy, he'd have some fun with you. We try to do this one more time. DOC, DHing for the Hoffman man. He's traveling the country, doing what he does, and we come back to keep hope alive. And every day, we have a new ball of confusion, which is cool, because that means we're in the know. We pick up a player who's a flat-out dog, who I don't think has to answer himself to anybody. But here's the small print. The small print is that don't use him up. It's dangerous, but I'm not certain how much of that is left. So what in a perfect world would it be? Where do I stand with this? I love it. Can you imagine we get a lead and put him in? If we trail, he wouldn't get in. Him with a lead and everybody doing their thing, we got better. But if we don't get a lead, first of all, Buffalo's not ignorant, okay? There's a reason he's available. These guys don't become available unless there's something up. Now, I give AP credit. You know, they go Denver, believe me, there's a relationship. You know what the benefit is of hiring people that are really good and also good people? They attract others. Wagner, Ertz. You don't get guys who know this league. We're talking about blue bloods. And they come here. That is because you have credibility. And people trust you. And you're not considered to be lunatics. Would you give your last years up in a league if you have that kind of game? It's trust. It says a lot what they're able to do. They know how to manage it. Playing with older, experienced players. A lot of people don't. Just think of reputations and organizations. Think of Philadelphia. What do you think about when I say Sixers? I'm talking basketball now. What do you think? You go, oh, my God. You don't know. You don't want to be that. I don't care who you have. But now what this front office is showing me, an ownership group, is that they have the ability to attract talent. You think in my last years I want to be somewhere I can't win? No. Now, if you just flat out hoodlum, you just go to get a bag. But here, what did Vaughn say? He's going to say he wants to win, wants a championship. Your last go around, we've done it. We had Tony McGee came over like that. We got a guest coming up here today, Mr. Harvey, same kind of deal. They're gunfighters. And they're coming and they pick you. That says a lot, man. I'm thrilled over that. But to me, it checks a box. But if you think that puts you over the hump without you doing the rest of your job and the seasoning, you know what he is? He's like a special sauce, a Cajun aftermath for these young puppies. You know how good that kid from Oregon's going to be now? Because when he's in practice, he's got a black, super black belt. Work, it ain't the game, it's the practice. Is him watching Connolly and going, Slim, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Not that it's because he does something his coach can't say. He ain't Von Miller. So it's like a gunfighter back in the old Westerns. This boy got a ton of notches on his belt. So if he pull you over and say, yo, young fella, it's priceless. So I think it's a win. But it's not, doesn't mean that right now I think, oh, you're going to, no, what it means is that this brother's willing to give more than just the game day experience. It's off the field. It's showing these other guys how to become a pro. So I think it's a good move. I give it 2 thumbs up. But if we don't score points, don't get a running game, don't block people better, and then, of course, set the edge, which he can do it all, but you can't count on him to be the guy carrying you the distance. But I'm excited about it if him staying healthy. And they know how to manage guys in the fourth quarter of their career. They're showing you that. Don't you think he called Ertz? You think he didn't call them brothers that have been there this long into, hey, man, it's like senior citizens getting together. You invite me to a party, I'm going to have to call somebody, hey, man, this young, can I go here? Because y'all be playing that music loud and do it. See, trust me, I feel good about it.
Nah, I definitely love the acquisition of Von Miller and the point you raise about this ownership group showing the fact that this is a team that, you know, can attract players now. Yeah. Like, who would have thought the last 2 years we get Hall of Fame players in this building? Last year, Bobby Wagner, we got Von Miller, Zach Ertz also. So I'm just looking at this unit and I'm viewing it as, all right, I think we're going all in. And Von Miller, he's not washed. Like, last year, he played, he split snaps, but when he was out there, he still had a 16.1 pressure rate, which was 10th highest in the NFL. So he still has some pass rush juice. And I'm not expecting him to come in here and play every down. Again, I think a lot of people in the offseason wondered how Adam Peters and company were going to address, you know, getting to the quarterback. This is one way we're going to do it. On third downs, when we have a lead, this is the guy we're going to go out there, we're going to utilize. And I'm excited for, you know, what is to come. Also, you talk about him in practice with Connerly.
That's my point.
I think.
See, that's with both of them, all of them.
Iron, yep.
Everybody now, it's like a tutoring session with Von Miller. Because he going to beat you in practice.
Yeah.
You're going to learn from it too, though. Practice.
Yeah.
You know, he can come up, he can jump on the count. And it's called 907 back in the Stone Ages, in black and white TV era. That was my favorite part of practice. A, because I wasn't in it. And B, I could watch Joe Dexter, Charles Mann, George Stark, Tony. I got to watch these bulls in the ring, World Grant and Russ Grimm. It was like that Ram commercial. And Butts, man, I'm telling you what, Mayday and Butts, you were watching stuff that would have been rated X pay-per-view right before you. And that's why them gladiators go through that, game day is downhill for them. Because they've already faced a guy in practice that's better than the guy they're playing in the game. That's the benefit of having people like that. No, I could give you 100,000 reasons why it's good, as long as he's willing to do it for the money that fits us.
Exactly.
See, he didn't gangster you because Adam Peters wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and Adam, because they have track record. First of all, if you're a jackass, you don't have track record. With very few people, do you have track record? We are finally a place that you don't have to have a hazmat suit on to go in the building. And this is the benefits of it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people were upset that we didn't re-sign, I'm not going to say everybody.
Thank
a lot of people, or some people, wanted us to re-sign Dante Fowler, and everybody was questioning, how are we going to replace his production last year? This guy had 10.5 sacks.
Yeah.
I think when you, and the numbers for Von Miller haven't come out just yet,
right?
But I think when they do come out, if we sign Von to a one-year, $5 million deal, one-year, $6 million deal, I think I would much rather have a Von Miller in those types of scenarios than a Dante Fowler.
Let me tell you something, and I don't get into people's money because I want you to get the most as you,
for sure,
you can get. Didn't Fowler go back to Dallas?
He did.
Well, then I don't want him. So I'm just saying, he told me who he was,
mm-hmm.
and now I believe him. See you later. see you later. So that anybody that would do that and go to that to me, that's all I need to know. He did me a favor.
Yeah.
Because if you was in my locker room and there's a part of you that would go to Dallas, I don't want you. So good. He did me a favor. Yeah. Now, that's ignorant by some folks' standards, but that's the truth. Because and that ain't just Dallas, Philly, and New York. If you don't despise the people in our ring, in our circle, then you ain't, I don't want you. Because it's a dog fight. That's how serious this is for these young fellas. But see, some of you young, y'all can be bought. And Fowler showed you who he was. Pay attention to it. That's okay. I can't wait to put it again. We got time because New York. You do this to me on purpose. You get me off focus. I don't even want to think about them. I'm focused on Chris Russell and AMAX, New York Football Giants. And we took a step in the right direction today.
We did indeed.
Yeah.
We did indeed.
That's how I feel about it. Now, Ken Harvey, here's what Mr. Harvey brings to the table. He was that guy. He's the guy that he's been through everything Von Miller's going through. Now we get an inside look at that. You can't discuss something you haven't done or been in the arena. You ain't been around it. Why would I listen to you? You have no idea. It'd be like me asking somebody about how to cook a ham. Haven't cooked one. What am I doing on a cooking show? That's what I always think. So, Ken, I said, Ken, I can't tell you. This brother's played at such a high. Look how he played last year. Pull his tape out. Now, Buffalo, he was banging. He was banging, but they're at a different level of where they got to be. I can understand it. And they got a young team. And so, Baptiste, who the young fella, the Willingham kid, he loves Baptiste. The Baptiste now, if he's got a recorder, he should record every meeting they're in and listening because he's got some skills. The young crew, they have some skills. Their coach knows exactly what he's doing. He's really good. But when you're an artist, as you well know, if you either can do it or you can't. If you was going to do it, you do it. So if you're not getting it done, what does that tell you? You can't. You're not ready yet. Not your time. So I have to go get somebody who's ready. I don't believe them. We'll develop. No, I'm just Slim. You develop on your own time. I'm going to go get me somebody I know can get the job done. That's what I appreciate about this group. On that, we'll take a break. 4:14 in the nation's capital. DOC in for Brother Hoffman here with the super producer. I said that so much yesterday. I kicked myself in behind when I got home. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh boy, this is almost like Breakout Central, to where news and stuff's breaking all over the country, man. You look around and now, I know the pit. You know, check the phone out and don't take his call, because Big Tony will call today. Do not take it. TJ Watt did what?
TJ Watt.
Did what?
He just got paid. He's become the highest paid non-QB in NFL history for the second time in his illustrious career, reaching agreement today on a 3-year, $123 million extension that includes $123 million. God.
Woo.
That includes $108 million fully guaranteed at signing.
So $108 million
guaranteed
is guaranteed.
Yeah, that's
Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Don't let Big Tony get on the air today.
The $41 million per year average is the highest of any non-quarterback in NFL history. And that was reported by ESPN's Adam Schefter. Man, man, man. See, this is what good franchises do. They take care of their own, Doc. But why can't we get a deal done with Terry McLaurin? Come on.
Well, you know, I love Terry, man. I'm a big Terry guy. But Terry and TJ Watt are in two different categories.
I understand that. This
no, you
is,
don't. You could. You obviously don't.
I'm not saying Terry needs $41 million guaranteed. Well, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, okay. Well, what are you saying?
Pay the man. That's all I'm saying. Take care of this. TJ Watt is about to be 30. What is he? Let's see.
Whatever age he is, look at what he does.
He's going into his age 31 season. Terry's going into his age 30 season.
I'm with you.
Okay, you're giving him a 3-year deal. Why can't we give Terry a 3-year deal?
Oh, I'm with you.
We don't have to give him a 4-year.
I'm thumbs up with Terry.
3-year high AAV.
Come on. Would you think I'm not up for him when I say he is the symbol of what a commander is?
You're right.
It's Terry. So I'm not, but I also respect AP and them running a business. I'm not doing this just for Terry. Because with or without Terry, I still have to win.
Yeah.
Terry just got to win for himself. No, I have to win with or without him. So I'm going to let them handle their business. TJ Watt is beyond, he's an absolute ultimate canine.
Now he is.
This brother plays so hard. And when he's in a game, it is amazing that Pittsburgh is so average with some of the people they have on their team.
Mm-hmm.
That are first ballot, first thought Hall of Famers. So that's why the brother we picked up today and Watt, they in the same kennel. You know what I mean? It would be a stare down, and ain't no, neither one is scared of the other, but they don't play against each other.
Yeah.
But the game they represent is similar. So I'm in high cotton today. Look, man, I'm so happy for TJ because I didn't want him out. And I know Big Tony, as much as I talk trash about, I love him, and I want him to at least have a chance. There'll still be 500. But I just want him to have a chance at this. And, man, this brother is so good. And, like, see, edge rushers, It's a secret society. There might be six of them, really, that raise hell. But boy, that's why one being available. This is huge for us, getting a guy that we earned this based on the character of our organization.
Mm-hmm.
He had to choose us. Now, we can overpay him, but we don't overpay. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
We're running a business. I'm like Tony Soprano on this one. We're trying to run a business. And this is not, and I think that Terry will be in good shape, but he'll be in camp. If you do any of your homework, and why would you care? Look, just let your emotions go. If you feel like he's wrong, scream and holler. But if you do any homework at all, the best Niner players of all time didn't get paid till camp was under session. Because they don't bend. They want you to know, we want you, but you ain't going to punk us.
All right. My question is, because, okay, again, you're right. You got paid during camp. Deebo Samuel got
all
paid during
camp. Name one that didn't.
Kittle, I think, also got paid during camp. If you're going to pay this guy, mm-hmm, why not try to do that before camp? Why all the holding out and not talking to Terry for a month? It's been a month, Doc.
No, so now
if you're trying to get this done, why are we waiting?
Did the agent get to you too, like he did Linnell?
Nah. Hey, look, Linnell's a
superstar. You sound like you.
He's a celeb. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
I have not been in contact with the agent. But first I did hear from Terry, though. Terry said it.
Okay.
He said it's been a month.
Terry's supposed to. So Terry's supposed to work on your emotions.
And I don't think he would lie to me
you
either,
Doc. You as a fan base. No, he wouldn't lie to anybody.
Exactly.
But he knows the benefit of getting this fan base behind him. But again, it's not going to have one iota. It's not going to move the needle at all. Dudes, these are gunfighters. They've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah, but if they could just make sense of it, you don't
Here's
talk to
Terry
them.
Here's what Terry needs to understand.
Okay.
Terry, hey, man, no matter where you play, you're going to be you.
Yeah.
If they want you to hear, you do it here. If you don't, go somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, period. What he did for this program, as broke down as it was with the people that was running it while he played here,
yep,
he did them a favor.
Yeah.
Because he's a great dude. While he was surrounded by jackasses, he never became one. And if they don't want that, then get the hell out of here, man. Go get paid somewhere else and ball out. That's the way he's got to be. Because in the end, it's just business.
Hey, look.
It's just business.
I understand it's just business, but I'm taking it personal, Doc.
Okay, well, then you like you and that, what's his name again?
Who?
The guy with the long
N-L-E?
N-L-E.
Oh, no.
No.
N-E-L.
N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P.
Don't forget that underscore.
Let me tell you what. I remember the first time I met him. I was sitting right over there, and I said, son, let me give you a little advice. I tell you, like Coach used to talk to me. You need to lose that underscore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Seriously.
Swiftly.
Are you trying on purpose to get people not to remember you? Yeah, are you going out of your way to not be remembered? Of course, you can't tell him nothing, right?
I mean, when he does throw out his handle, he makes sure he emphasizes
it.
The underscore.
Underscore.
N-E-L-L. Underscore.
B-T-B. And I tried to save him from it, but you know what? Some people you just cannot help no matter how hard you try. It is 426 in the nation's capital, and we got a bonus. We got a real baller coming up. I call him Mr. Harvey. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. This is the Hoffman Show, DOC, riding shotgun along with super producer Anthony Haney, who's really fired up today. I'm fired up because the moment I heard that we picked up a future Hall of Famer, I said, what position? The defensive end. I said, I know another one. I know a bad man. And I call them contract killers. Because it's the closest thing to the OK Corral days, the old Westerns, the shootout. Who is it? It's too bad, you know what's, meeting in the middle of the road. Because the pass rusher, to me, the end, that's that dude. Even more so than a corner or receiver. No, it's the edge rusher. Often has to beat two men to get his accomplishment. People chipping on him. Ask B. Mitch about going after people, tearing up their thighs. So this dude is attacked by two or more people to get his job done. He's got to be relentless. He also goes up against the biggest person on the opposition side of the ball. So wait a minute. He goes up against the biggest dude is usually the right or left tackle. He got a running back, a tight end, people chipping on him. This is a bad dude. How can he survive this? And if he does, the teams he's on are special. We get Von Miller. Harvey. Mr. Harvey. He's the only one of the few guys on the planet. Him, Brother McGee, guys I know, Brother Mann, Brother Manley, guys who have been contract killers. And he joins us now. Mr. Harvey, how are you?
I never had an intro like that. I'm doing well. How you doing?
Oh, you didn't consider yourself a contract killer?
You know what? Once you explained it, I guess I was. Yes, sir.
Going against two or more men. No, seriously. That's why I say y'all 100%. Are grossly underpaid until today. When Anthony read off what TJ wanted, did you hear how much TJ's getting?
No.
Okay, how much is he getting? Anthony, would you do us the favor of – this is what you walked away from. I tried to get you to stay in the game. I've been trying to get you to come back. Now, you listen to these numbers, and when we go meet for the workout, listen to these numbers.
T.J. Watt has become the highest-paid non-QB in NFL history for the second time in his illustrious career, reaching agreement today on a three-year, $123 million extension that includes $108 million fully guaranteed at signing.
Say that again for him. I don't think he heard you.
$108 million. fully guaranteed at signing.
Now, I'm willing to meet you tomorrow morning, brother. We go back to Mason. We go on the hill. What you need me to do? We got to go ahead and get that bag, man.
You're getting that agent percentage. That'll make you, yeah. And you know what? Those numbers, it makes you want to come out of retirement. Indeed. But you know what? Every generation has their numbers, right? And the generation before that was like, damn, and I wish I would have. Right. But, you know, players get what they deserve because what the market is paying, and it's cool. I do miss it, but, yeah, it's cool.
I love my conversation with Charles Mann because Charles always, you know, always thought the left end had to take more of the brunt because most teams run right-handed. And there was a time where you figured like he had to take more of the power plays and, you know, guards pulling the whole 9 yards. And the right end, the guy playing on the short side, had a little easier path, a quicker path. That's always been a bit of contention. But what when you look at the guy we just got now, and you evaluate him baller to baller, and what you think the Commanders picked up today.
Fun. Yeah, no doubt. Look, they knew what they needed, right? A pass rush that was kind of been missing with the team is a good dominant pass rush. Their philosophy and history has been, we want to get veteran guys who want to play, but can still contribute. And that was kind of one of the big difference with the Snyder era, was that he got guys who were former guys who had the superstar name. But they looked at this is a place to come and get a big retirement check, but not have to do anything. Mm-hmm. I think with their environment here, it's I want to prove that I'm a part of a winning team and that I'm going to help this team get to the Super Bowl. And so you got a guy who has the knowledge. Even if you're losing a step, you're losing a step is 10 times better than most people's average, you know. And so you got a guy who not only can be a dominant factor on the field, but can also mentor younger guys while he's playing. So, you know, there's no easy, like, accidental you walk into 100 and some sacks. That's something that you earn. That's something that you were getting double-teamed, like you said, all the time. You get to a point where it's an insult if you don't get double-teamed. I mean, that's your mindset.
You're right.
I used to get mad, you know, if someone said they're going to give me one-on-one. I'm like, son of a gun. You know, all right, this better be a bad boy. Because you got to get that mindset, and you got to prepare yourself that you're going to get doubled and triple teamed. And, you know, it's almost like what Charles said. It's not so much right or left. It's who's the most dominant. Because every time they go into film, watch film, they're going to say, okay, we got to watch out for these guys. This is your guy. You know, you got to step up, or we got to double team this guy. We got to do something to stop this guy. And so hopefully, you know, with the team with Von Miller now, it's going to be somebody that they're going to say, well, you know what? We got to put two or three people on them, and that's going to free up two or three people on the other side if they can step up. And that's the one advantage you have with somebody that's dominant. They're making plays even when they don't make plays because now the team is having to, you know, game plan against them.
Never been said any better. And I always judge it by the running back. That's why Brian Mitchell, his assessment is priceless.
Yeah.
Because he's in the running back room, and he already been told by Bro and his people, keep an eye open. Don't just flare out of here this week because I need you to check. Now, and look who they were checking for, Jim Lachey's of the world. You know, they we're talking about got Samuels. We've always had upper echelon, high pedigree tackles. And so if they're giving you, hey, I want you to check this, that means you're going against the Harvey Martins of the world. You're going against beast week after week. I mean, who didn't have at least one bona fide hell dragon that was rushing in our division? Come on, man.
Yeah. B. Mitch was good at hiding behind that offensive lineman and then coming out and tearing up ribs.
Because he's suicidal. He's the guy that runs into a pile and tries to bust a pile up. He's sick. So, of course, you don't want him chipping on you because he's going to try to bust your leg apart.
He did it a few
times. Just for a laugh.
He did it. When I was with the Cardinals, he chipped me a few times, and I wanted to knock him out.
You want to knock him out? Remember the pads he had? He was wearing lineman pads.
Yeah, because he knew what he was going to do, and he knew the punishment he was going to take.
Exactly. No, because he's sick. He wanted to inflict pain on people. He takes joy out of that kind of stuff. Just listen to him.
Well,
you
want to
hear a psychopath? Listen, be Mitch and Finley. Just tune in. And he don't even get involved in the show until they start talking about hurting people. And then he just becomes.
Well, you know what? The mindset is you may not get the recognition. No one may mention you. Mm-hmm. You know, people may not even see what you do. But you know what you do.
No.
And you take pride in
being a football player.
Being a football player.
I used to love watching him run scout, man.
Yeah.
See, this is when I talk about a team guy. Team guy helps you in every area of the team. His contribution goes beyond game day.
Yeah.
And that's where I see Vaughn contributing to teaching these young tackles some of the tricks of the trade.
100%. That part is going to be invaluable, right? So if you go up against the best in practice, then when you go up against, you know, somebody that's halfway decent or average, you're a field day. You've seen all the tricks. You know all about the speed. You know the hand techniques. You know everything because you've seen it all in practice. So your work day in the game is just being average. When you go up against the best, you've gone up against the best every day in practice. So you know what to do. You know, and that's the thing that people don't understand is that, you know, you're only as good as the guys you practice against. And if you have a great team that you're practicing against, if your number twos, the number ones that you're practicing against are really outstanding, then game time is a fun time. And that's when you go out and you try to win, but you also have fun because you get to show your stuff.
For sure. And for the young guys on the defensive front, like Javonte Jean-Baptiste, what is the benefit of having a guy like Von Miller?
So it's definitely, it's mentorship, right? It's someone that can say, "Hey, man, I see what you're doing. You know, you're taking a step too wide, or your hand placement's wrong, or here's your balance." Little things that when my first year here, I want to be one of these old players. I always talk about the years, but you know, I had a couple of guys that came to me and said, "Hey, Ken, this is what you're doing wrong. Hey, Ken, you know, we need you on this one. Hey, Ken, put your hands there. You know, you got to move out a little wider." Little things like that can make a huge amount of difference, and it's real time. It's not always the coach. It's not going back and watching film. It's real time when you're out on the field, and that makes a world of difference.
I just remember it might have been Carlisle. I used to love – my favorite drill is 9-on-7, primarily because we didn't have to participate in it.
Yeah.
So you could really – I mean, it was better sometimes in the games – because of the level of tackles we had. I mean, you're talking about Lachey and Samuels going back to backs?
Yeah.
So the guy you're practicing against 9 out of 10 times is better than the guy you're going to play on Sunday.
Yep.
And how hard we practice. The thing about the Joe Gibbs era, to me, was the level of intensity in practice. I never seen nothing like it.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And the good thing is, like, with a good pass rusher, you're gonna be taught stuff. Even if practices aren't as hard as they were back in the day, as physical. And I shouldn't say as hard, but as physical.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn. You're gonna learn hand placement. You're gonna learn balance. You're gonna learn, you know, how a good pass rusher is gonna jab or slap your hands down or look at your balance and see what's wrong with your feet. See your takeoff stance, you know, all those little things that a good pass rusher is going to look at, they could help an offensive lineman, while at the same time, they're going to look at, you know, what they need to do to win the game. So it's I think it's a great move because it's kind of the pattern of what the Commanders did last year and what they're doing this year, and that they're getting veterans who still want to play, not that they're too old or they just think this is a paycheck. They want to be part of something great, and this is a great opportunity to do that, to contribute to a team going to the Super Bowl.
A lot of positives, man. There are a lot of good things that we're checking boxes off. And I guess we should have known, because they're so much better than any other group we've ever had, it shows you how much distance had to be made up. It was a hellhole. And really, they should be commended as to how many things they fixed in this short amount of time. Fields, stadiums, bathrooms. I mean, look what they had to deal with. Yeah. They walked into a place that was had been rat infested. And so, no, it's amazing. Any new books? I mean, I love what you bring to us. You give us such knowledge. And it's amazing, as violent as you are, that he writes children's books.
Well,
and so, you are a very violent person. I watched you work, okay? I covered your career. Okay, I've done it. I'm not telling you what I heard. I watched you firsthand, up close, in practice. I said, he's sick. I said, he got a problem. But
talk to my wife, because I that's what I like. I write, when I write the novels or the screenplays, most of them start off violent. And she's like, you're violent. I'm like, hey, don't forget, I had a few screws loose back in the day.
No, had. Yeah. Who fixed them? When did they get fixed? Do you have any help that you've done? Because Anthony, I'd like to get him, because he's at prep. He's around a lot of young people. I wonder, is there anything that's coming up or coming out that you have written? I mean, he's done one. He's a one-man show, like Ruye.
Yeah.
My vision is to see Danny Ruye and Ken Harvey share a stage. Because Ken's coming, but his writing is exceptional.
Coming.
So, anything you want to drop on the audience?
There's nothing yet. I'm working on a kid's book. This is a kid's book, but it's called, it's based off of food characters in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And so it's good foods against bad foods, and they're playing a game of football.
Oh, great.
And so, it's a cool little book. Just kind of the characters about, overcoming, believing in yourself. You can do this type of thing. So I'm trying to get it done right as the football season starts, to have that book done and moving about. So,
thank you. Well, let us know. We want to be right on top of it. Thank you for all that you bring. It's almost like we're investigators and we're hunting for serial killers. So we got to go to get to one to understand how they think. And that's why we go to you. So we try to get inside the minds of these pass rushers, and you do a fantastic
mask on,
job.
I'm like Silence of the Lamb. I'm like,
You seriously, you, Charles, all y'all, sick.
Yeah.
But this is good. Thanks, man. We appreciate you.
You're quite welcome, man.
Yes, the one and only. As Coach Thompson would say, Ken Harvey is simply one of the best. To that, we go on break. In case we didn't warn you, another lunatic is coming up. This one on the offensive side. He had a defensive mentality. He wore 84. Guess who? We'll be back. Brother Clark, he's in the makeup room getting set. Can't wait. You're talking about an offensive player with a defensive mindset. That is Gary Clark, no doubt about it. Enjoyed playing with this brother because he just brought the juice and the energy. You see guys that you wish you had as a teammate. Ken Harvey, for me, would be that guy. B. Mitch. Can you imagine playing with Brian?
Me?
Yeah.
So the thing is with B. Mitch, he's a very competitive guy.
Yeah.
I am too, Doc.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I've seen you work.
So I definitely would have loved to play alongside B. Mitch.
Yeah.
I would have loved it.
Some, I'm out there, having covered the team, for so long, I go, there'd be certain guys you just wanted to wish you had been able to play with because of how they played the game, how they practiced the game. And those two guys, Ken and B, and they all have one thing in common. There's a screw loose.
Screw or two. Or two.
Or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, two or two.
Yeah.
And it would be crazy. And I just think, and all this happened with Joe Gibbs, who was under control, highly intense, but he wasn't a nut. He wasn't a nutcase. That's why some of these guys, Coach, Joe was composed. Joe's rough now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference, because his background, he was a lineman. You would think he was so innovative. I think often his offensive mentality and his brain functioned so you never thought he played guard or center. That's the amazing part about him. But in terms of how you work,
yeah,
but nobody overweight. Not with him. So G. Clark, it's going to be good. Going to be really good. What are you going to ask Gary?
What am I going to ask Gary?
Since you failed miserably last time we had a guest on and you were able to put a question forward.
I thought I asked a good question. We got some young guys on the defensive line.
Okay.
Vaughn Miller coming in here as a vet.
Okay.
How does that benefit? Or how beneficial can he be for our young guys? I thought that was a solid question.
No, you were good with him.
And guess what Ken said?
Oh, well, Art. Good with Art.
What you mean?
Ask him Gary coming.
Ask Art a good question.
Yeah, but I don't think Gary's gonna like the results.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
You can leave that part out of the interview. You don't have to let him know what was disclosed. Just tell him after we finish talking to him to go back and listen to the Art Munt conversation. I think that's what you should do. Look out for me, Doc.
Okay.
Have my back on this one.
I'm not even gonna bring it up. You know what I mean? You just have to hope that he wasn't listening. That's what you have to hope for. Because if you were.
Hey, look, we love the posse, Doc. We love the posse.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. You think you love him. Man, I adored him. You imagine seeing this stuff from ground level was just. Gary, I wouldn't even give you my Clark moment because he has so many of them. But it was against Minnesota. Mm. And home game where he on a walk-off. In any sport, the walk-off is hard to compete with.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why the All-Star game, to me, it's going to be a hard time to match that one. Even though it was a home run derby type walk-off, but the way that game ended, how do you top that?
Can't.
So I'm just saying. I mean,
shout out to NL, man.
Finally.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How a group can dominate and the players playing back and forth, and that hurt them because it should have been more. The AL came back and snatched.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. A lot of fun at 4:56 in the nation's capital. We'll take a break and we come back. On the other side, you won't want to miss it because a member of the posse, Gary Clark, joins us here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust?
credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.